Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. Glad to be your hosts on your local radio station. Reminding you, Tri-State Livestock News, they provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. And they're the Cattleman's publication. No exceptions. Do you value the livestock industry? Then you need to be a subscriber to Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Check it out at tsln.com. Well, as we start a new week, Kim, what do you have for the good stuff today?
Well, I know we are past Halloween, but I kind of got a little hooked on these two-sentence horror stories. So I'm just going to do one more, and that's the end of them, okay?
Okay.
After years of research and hard work, we've finally done it. We've made it contagious.
That should have come out like in 2020, shouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. What do you have today? I've got more stuff too, but...
Well, I was going to read something about geezers. I always like the geezer stories.
Okay, and I have a Veterans Day poem.
Okay. Well, this is called Geezers, sent in by Bob Bethes here a while back, a slang term for any old man. So you're pretty easy to spot these guys. At parades, they're the ones standing a little taller and often saluting when the flag passes by. At sporting events and at ceremonies on national holidays, they're the ones who stand erect and hold their hands over their hearts when the national anthem is played. They know the words to the Star Spangled Banner and can sing them aloud without embarrassment. Geezers, well, they remember the Depression, Pearl Harbor, World War II, Guadalcanal, Burma, Normandy, and Hitler. They remember the dawn of the Atomic Age, the Korean War, the Cold War, the Jet Age, and the moon landing. Younger geezers remember Vietnam. If you bump into an old geezer on the sidewalk, he'll apologize. Pass a geezer on the street, and he'll nod. Maybe even say hello and tip his hat to a lady. Geezers trust strangers who are courtly toward women. They hold the door open for the next person, and always, when walking, make sure the lady is on the inside. Why? Once it was to shield the lady from debris thrown from the street by passing carriages. Today, it's simply because tradition and good manners say it's the courteous thing to do. Geezers are embarrassed when someone curses within earshot of women and children. The geezers don't appreciate violence and smut on television and in the movies. Geezers have moral courage. They're often the only ones staring down those making offensive remarks or acting in an offensive manner. Geezers seldom brag unless it's about their grandchildren's exploits in Little League or maybe a violin recital. This country needs more geezers. We need their decent values and their common sense. We need them because they have the breadth of experience, the depth of knowledge, and the high ideals that help bring this country through the difficulties cited above. And just as we need them, so too did they need the geezers of the generations that preceded them. The lineage never ends. It goes back through the geezers who brought this country through its growth in the 1800s, through the geezers who wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and then fought to assure their permanence. It goes back to those hardy geezers who survived the colonization of the New World and made possible what we have today. So, thank God for old geezers.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to save my poem for our next program. But in honor of those that are an older generation, let's share a few of the outdated things that newer generations are missing out on. Knocking on the doors of friends' houses. Remember when you did this and when their parents answered the door, remembering to awkwardly ask, "Is so-and-so coming out to play?" I remember one time I had to knock on 5 different houses before someone decided to hang out. And you definitely start with your best mate before heading sequentially down the list of your friends like a pre-MySpace top 8. Now, you just write a text and boom, you know who's available or not.
That's right. The old days, I think, were better when you knocked on
yeah,
the door.
That's right.
Because the parents wanted to know who the kids were going to go out
yeah,
and play with.
Yeah. Okay, not having a screen to entertain you. I remember going with my aunt to the hairdressers around about 1999, and while she was getting her hair done, I was bored to tears. Except, I guess I really wasn't. Because I had a paperback copy of My Girl with the movie poster on the front cover, I lost myself in it, and I'm glad I spent those times reading a book instead of doom scrolling.
Folks, we have Veterans Day coming up just around the corner on the 11th, so make sure you honor those veterans, participate in their local activities, whether it's a special program or a dinner. And if you have items to send to the good stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's today's good stuff.